Първо мъня студи, студи.
Hi, you're listening to the Super Umania podcast. Mere yani Stuti ke saath. Acha, ab to aapko pata lag gaya mera naam. Now a little bit about mera kaam. So is podcast ke zariye har hafte aapse milne aati hoon. This is a platform where we celebrate women and their achievements. To ye jo sari inspiring female celebrities hain jinko door se dekhkar aap niharte ho and you wonder how they can manage to do so much. Unke thoda kareeb aapko leke jaati is podcast ke zariye ek bahut hi special conversation aap tak pahunchne wali hai. So stay tuned. Hi guys, welcome to the Super Womania show. Hamara naya segment Women at Work, and I have the lovely Neha Dhupia with me, who honestly doesn't need any filter. No filter Neha ke bare mein hum baat karenge, but aap to waise bhi in person bhi badi sundar hain. Aapko actually, do you like the Paris filter or no? No filter for you.
No. Oh, Paris filter. Aap samne this new age lingo, I tell you, ye Paris filter or your New York or Oslo.
Yeah.
No, but actually, I go with like pretty much, you know, high res images which are uploaded without changing the filter. वैसे हमारे promo में भी filter लगता नहीं है.
अच्छा, okay, not bad.
Yeah, we put our money where our mouth is.
अच्छा, किसकी no filter attitude ने आपको सबसे ज़्यादा surprise किया कि wow, this person really is no filter.
सरप्राइज नहीं किया. लाइक आई टेल यू व्हाट, मेरा ये मानना है दैट सब लोग शो पर आते हैं एंड यू नो इट्स 2024, यू नो व्हाट टू एक्सपेक्ट. एंड द थिंग इज दैट आई वांट टू प्रिजर्व एंड आई आल्सो वांट टू प्रोटेक्ट माय सेलिब्रिटी गेस्ट. जो मेरे दोस्त आते हैं शो पे, वो ये मान के चलते हैं कि हाँ नेहा है तो फिर शी वोंट लेट एनीथिंग हैपन टू अस और लेट अस गेट इन ट्रबल. वो अलग बात है दैट थिंग्स आर मिसकंस्ट्रूड एंड यू नो पीपल you know, I misunderstood and then the surround sound is a lot. But agar aap mujhe poochhe ki kiska attitude no filter laga ya bindas laga, I would imagine everyone, mere ko us cheez se problem hogi ki aaye tum show par aaye aur apne bhi 2 ghante barbaad kiye aur mere bhi 2 ghante barbaad kiye aur kuch bol ke nahi gaye.
Yeah.
You know, and by bolna, I mean, it doesn't have to be like who's with whom or who's in a relationship or are you with someone or not with someone, not that. You can have an unfiltered conversation about your, you know, 2 decades in the business. So you can have an unfiltered conversation about your view on cancel culture or like, you know, pay parity or anything. Like it doesn't have to be like, or you know, the very aggressively used word nepotism.
Yeah.
But it's your version. So har ek cheez mein ye nahi hai ki, it's not gossip, it's not news reporting, it's not, we're not doing this because we want to like, you know, have headlines or gaslight people. That's not the intention. Yeah. The intention is to have an unfiltered chat.
Yeah. Which of course we love. And you know, I want to tell everyone ki day in day out hum celebrities ko interview karte hain. These are stars jinke saath hum bhi bas aadha ghanta ek ghanta spend karte hain. Neha ko humne screen pe dekha hai and we have loved her. Whether it's a small role, it's a big role, you're always impressed by her screen presence. But I think I had the honor of seeing her at work hosting an awards event which she did flawlessly. I think itna backstage chaos jo sirf hame pata hai aur aap ekdam diva ki tarah wahan pe, you are cracking jokes and you're looking a million bucks and you know, that is when I realized, I said Neha is really special. And every time we meet you, you talk like, you know, koi gap hi nahi tha. But aap JMC se hai
जी,
तो क्या इसका योगदान जेएमसी से, क्योंकि मैं भी उसी कॉलेज से हूँ?
नहीं, बिल्कुल, आप अपने आप को देख लीजिए, आप अपने आप को देख लीजिए. ऑब्वियसली ये योगदान बिल्कुल जेएमसी का ही है. आई थिंक दैट यू नो आई एम 4G एंड आई एम कॉन्वेंट एजुकेटेड एंड आई एम somebody who understands the hustle and that the show must go on no matter what. But जैसे आप बोल रहे थे ना, लाइव शो, स्टेज शोज, I enjoy being on stage. So, you know, for me, I take it very personally कि जब मैं स्टेज पर होती हूँ और कोई उठ के चले जाता है या हाफ वे थ्रू, पहले से ही अगर आप फोन पे हो ना तो कोई बात नहीं. अगर मेरे आने के पहले से आप फोन पे लगे हो तो मतलब आप फोन पे हो. आई टेक इट वेरी पर्सनली अगर मैं बात कर रही हूँ, फिर कोई you know, so those
that's
things
your passion
me.
For work because so, we connect and bitha lete. It does it feel could. Like Neha's looking at all of
and,
us.
And yeah. the thing is, and the truth is that, you know, and likewise for even my show, or likewise even for the movies, or hum log kitne trials karte hain, hum itne sare logo ko bulate hain. Suddenly, you know, beech mein jab hamara trial chal raha hai, tab tak humne teen baar to apni film dekh li hai. To koi phone nikal liye at one point, jab aapka dialogue chal raha hai, you're like, it's dipping, it can't happen. So, I feel like I'm the kind of person who may not have as much opportunity as everyone else, but I would like to make the most of it. And, you know, it's about giving it 100% every time. So whether you're getting up in the morning and you're spending 40 minutes in the gym doing a workout as opposed to someone else who's there for 2.5 hours, you know, A, don't compare, but give it your 100%. Going to then being with your children, even if you get on a working day, which I call, you know, maybe a bad day with kids because you get less time, but a good day professionally. There's nothing wrong with that. If you're with your children for just 45 minutes of bedtime, give it your 100%. Yeah. So, or if you're doing a stage show, give it your 100%. Nahi to mat karo. You know, and because tumhari chori aur sabse zyada hame lagta hai na camera pe hai, but I think sabse zyada tumhari chori, tumhari dishonesty, tumhara lack of interest camera pakadta hai, tumhari audience pakadti hai. And jo bhi karo, and I always say this, I may not get too many opportunities, but I really want to make the most of it. I'm like, wow, you know, it's just like my relationship with the films or with the industry or with the opportunities or talk shows or stage shows or TV shows or whatever I have, maybe like the audience is habituated by seeing me. Maybe they get, okay, ye isme bhi hai, usme bhi hai, usme bhi hai. But I want to, like, you know, show them that I have color, I can do it. And मुझे इतना अच्छा लगता है ना जब मंडे सुबह चढ़ता है और मेरा फोन बजता है.
So cool. You're in love with what you do.
और मेरे को काम के फोन आते हैं और negotiations शुरू होती हैं, timelines discuss होती हैं, interest levels पता चलते हैं लोगों के. Even when they say that, you know, there's you, but we're also looking at 3-4 other options. I want to know who I've lost out to. I want to know who I have gone ahead from. It's not competition, but it's just, I want to know.
But it shows how passionate you are about what you do. You look forward to a Monday.
I look forward to a Monday. I look forward to it. I look forward to, like, मुझे अपना काम इतना अच्छा लगता है कि मैं अपना फोन नंबर नहीं बदलती हूँ, because I'm like, you know, अगर मैं बदल दूँ ना, मेरे 20 सालों से तो यही पहचान है. कई लोगों को ऐसे लगता है इट्स अ न्यूसेंस, आई वांट टू चेंज दिस, आई वांट टू बी अप्रोचेबल, आई वांट पीपल, लाइक व्हेन दे कॉल मी, दे लाइक, हे, आर वी टॉकिंग नेहा दुपिया टीम, आई एम लाइक, नो, यू आर टॉकिंग टू मी, टेल मी हाउ आई कैन हेल्प यू. आई एम सो ग्रेटफुल टू द फैक्ट दैट, यू नो, आई एम डूइंग व्हाट आई लव. That's why I look forward to work, and there's nothing in my life, like, I mean, forget everything else, forget the ups and downs, but there's nothing in my life out of the 4 things that I'm doing. So whether it's me going to work, or whether it's me, you know, being a mother to my children, or a wife to my husband, running away to spend time with my parents, or just working out to feel healthy and fit, I'm not being made to do these things. And I feel like that's the most beautiful thing about life. I've made those choices and I'm living those choices. Bas itna hi kaafi hai mere liye. Bas as long as I get to live those choices. So I love it. I love it. Matlab main bata nahi sakti hu. Friday shaam ko mujhe aise lagta hai main kya karunga.
What?
Yeah. Par mujhe bahut acha lagta hai because I have my kids and I can spend time with them. And then, you know, it's my life may seem, you know, it's like wo train roz wahi patri mein wahi station se wahi station tak jaati hai, but it's very compartmentalized aur main apna bogi badalti rehti hu depending on what day of the week it is.
Very cool. This is so inspiring listening to you. You know, Neha, women at work ki jab hum baat karte hain, what is it like to be a woman in showbiz today? No filter. Literally and metaphorically, because औरतों को ये बोला जाता है कि एक तो सोच के तमीज से बैठो, ऐसे नहीं, talk like a girl, walk like a girl, sit like a girl, and also these unreal beauty standards where you're not allowed to be yourself, because there's always that magazine glossy cover, skin, hair, clothes, body, but you're so real, you are no filter. Is it tough? Was it tough to be yourself?
I think initially, because I did say things even in my 20s that, you know, you can recall and recollect even now. But things that may have been blasphemous then seem normal now. So, I'm not saying it's tough, but there could be situations where there can be consequences. Like, you know, just a couple of days, like, my lawyer is a woman. We were on a contract call and somewhere, you know, there was another legal person and from the other brand side, and there was someone else. And I felt like my lawyer, we were on a Zoom call, and then she DM'd me on WhatsApp. You know, yeh chalta rehta because you keep
doing.
And then she was like, don't you think that this person's mansplaining a little bit? And that's when, you know, it occurred to me that, yeah, I mean, she is flagging something important. And I feel like, I don't know what happened, but someone, and there was another man from the brand side. I feel like somewhere that man picked it up, because the next call, the tone was completely different.
Yeah.
It's nice. It's nice that, you know, there's a realization. And also it's nice that the attempt towards changing the world is just not women alone, but it's men as well. Is it hard for me? I'd say I've been someone who's always spoken my mind. It has. There have been times where people have even reached out to me once, and I was doing a stage show, and this really happened, and I said something about this other actor, it was just a joke, and who was sitting in the audience, and the next day I got a call saying that I think you need to go and apologize to him. And I was like, excuse me, what? And there were three men who called me from his agency and said that he's not pleased. I was like, not at all. I'm not going to do it.
Yeah.
I was hosting a show. My job is to entertain. Yeah. My job is to get everybody together in a room. And for 2.5 hours, make sure that, you know, your mind travels in a place where you forget all your worries and you're sitting here, you're having a laugh. You're sitting in the most well-dressed version of you. You're looking at people. You're enjoying your name being nominated. Whether you go home with a trophy or not, you're here for team spirit. So let's do this. And somewhere I felt that maybe if the same lines were said by a man,
exactly,
it wouldn't have been taken so personally.
Yeah,
but
the
next year around, things changed because I was still hosting the show.
Yeah.
And, you know, everything became normal. And then I reached out to this guy and he was just like, yeah, maybe I would have been, you know, maybe I did trigger that conversation, but it was foolish of me. So we're fine. And now everything is fine. If I'm not hurting anyone, I'm fine. But I'm also not here to go out of your way to like please your egos. It's not what I'm here for. But at the same time, this business has given me a name. It's given me everything I am. It's given me the opportunity to sit here and talk to you. It's given me, you know, the ability to have a voice. It's such an important tool in today's day and age. It's given me the ability to make choices. It's, you know, through all of this, I found my family, my husband, my children. I'm ever so grateful. And it's this business that's taught me how to use my mind.
Yeah.
I love it. I love it. And it's and you make so many friends, you know, and it says, but it's just that like any other business, it's just that we don't, our offsites are like outdoor shoots and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But like any other business, you don't have that much time. So when you meet once in a while, or if it's Diwali, then you meet very often. Or if it's an event, you meet a lot. And you do go out there and you know, you realize how much fun you have with everyone else, because their struggles, their triumphs, their highs and lows are very similar to yours.
Yeah.
The way of dealing is different. And my way of dealing with everything is like, my life could be up, my life could be down.
Yeah.
But my mental state is always this. So I try and maintain that equilibrium.
Yeah.
If I'm operating at this, I'm fine. Mujhe na upar jana hai na niche jana hai. Bas.
Neha comes across as an opinionated, intelligent woman. Has she ever felt that she needs to dump herself down to be a little more palatable? Kya aapko aise hua hai ki
not on stage.
Not on stage, but otherwise in life when interacting in this industry, you've been here
like
for so long.
Settings?
Yeah.
I mean, yes and no. I feel like being quiet out of choice is not dumbing yourself down. But sometimes people have like very inflated egos. So best not to say anything, because sometimes I feel like, and it's not somebody who's sitting across the room as a man or a woman, it could be male or female, but they don't make any sense. But I feel like bhai ye to haath se hi nikal gaya hai, to fir koi fayda nahi hai kuch bolne ka. So you know, you kind of dumb yourself down. But I also try, and I'm the kind of person, like 2 days ago I was, you know, on a I was at a stadium and I was running, and while I was doing my last lap, I heard this trainer speak to one kid who was not performing very well. I think he was 8 years old or 10 years old, that boy, and he's like, kya ladki ki tarah bhag raha hai. That's when I was just like, okay, stop. I was so glad that my AirPods had just gone off at that point. And then I went to him and I was just like, bhai, wo kya rahe? Matlab, ye, what do you mean, ladki ki tarah bhag rahe? There's you, there's me.
Yeah.
Let's see if ladki ki tarah bhag ke hi, if you can run faster.
And what is ladki? Why that condescending tone?
In fact, you should run like a girl because girls run really fast. Yeah. So what are you talking about? So, I mean, I do go to places and try and make a difference because I know that even, you know, I also feel that each one teach one.
Hmm.
So even if you can go and make that difference by telling one person, it's great. But yeah, I mean, I have seen myself keep quiet because I feel like it's a room that you need to get out of because it could be like, you know, either people need their egos massaged or it gets semi-toxic and it's not necessary. But dumb myself down, no. I have a head bob, which you can't see on radio. But I'm like,
oh.
I do that a lot.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, not bad.
Yeah.
Okay, the other thing, you know, but just a segue to what you just said. Hum aajkal jaise aapke, you know, your friend messaged and said, do you think he's mansplaining?
Mm.
Yeah, the way you reacted when he said, ladki ki tarah bhagna. I think it's just so nice to see jo casual sexism, jo humne bhi shayad initially thoda jhela, wo ab utna random nahi hai, utna commonplace nahi hai. There are people who call you out and people want to be correct and a little more, you know, say the right things. You have a son and a daughter. Is there something as a mother that you are trying to do differently? You know, this is a different world. You want a different sort of, you know, teaching that you want to give your son, because we keep talking about how we bring up our sons is so important and the things that you want to impart to your daughter.
The first word I ever taught my daughter was bus. So she decides where to draw the line. Nobody else. So it started off when she was, I think, a year old, and I was like, say bus. Khana nahi khana, bus bolo. Ye nahi karna, abhi nini aayi hai, to bol do bus, nini aayi hai. If you want to wake up, then that's it. You decide. And even now, like, she's 5 and a half, she uses her mind, she knows when to draw the line. Or like, little things, like, you know, I mean, just teaching her early in life to kind of wear her own shoes and socks, because it's like, you know, and I taught her very early in life because also I feel like, you know, somebody could be helping her, somebody could be else also like touching her feet, and if it's not consent, then it shouldn't happen.
Yeah.
And likewise for my son, I'm like, A, you also decide when it's enough. Like, or if you don't want even your parents to like have the giggles and cackles and or even a minor, like, jise kehte na, when you like pyar karne bhi jao na, and when the child is done, so chhod do bachche ko. You know, it's like that. Or when you've had too much to eat or whatever. Yeah. And likewise, if somebody else, because, you know, I keep telling him also, ki agar koi bolte, no, bas, aap nahi karenge. So he's like, okay. So, like, I mean, of course.
To understand boundaries from a very...
So I feel like the biggest learning I can give my children is that they decide where their boundaries are, and other people around them will decide where their boundaries are, and for them to never cross the line. And that's my biggest learning for my children.
You know, there was this one question which I want to take, and this is by Saloni. She said, I started graying very early, young, and I remember Neha Dhupia, who looked gorgeous on a wedding day, but she didn't try to hide that streak of white. And, you know, probably you don't even realize how much strength and power you give people by doing something which probably to you is very normal, because you've made peace with that. Did it cross your mind ki nahi main to industry se, I'm an actress, I should, you know, not show my grays, I have to be a certain way?
No, actually not. I mean, I've had this gray streak my entire life. So I was born with a black birthmark, and I've had gray hair. And not even for, I've had a lock of gray since birth. Not even for a day or not even for a minute in my life did I think I'm going to color it or, you know, go unnatural. And yeah, this is me. Like, I took.
But nobody, ye pressure to hoga na. People must have told you.
Kai baar logon ne bola nahi, isko aise chupa do, so it stays. So like, you know, when you're playing a character, it's different.
That's
like, you
different. Know, yeah, you're different playing a character
altogether. But when you are yourself, then I don't know how many people, I'm pretty sure that a lot of people must have even said ki, oh, ye, she's graying and ye bahut badi lag rahi hai, ya iske baal.
You didn't fear that? Because I think that is what gave, you know, Saloni still remembers that.
But that's, you know, it's not just Saloni. So many people have told me that they've seen my gray streak and they've gone like, hey, I'm not going to color my hair. I'm not going to do this. If she can, so can I. But I just feel like it's totally fine. Like, it doesn't even occur to me that I have it. I don't know how to say this to you because I've lived with it. And for me, it's the most normal thing because this is me.
Understood.
You know, like, and sometimes, you know, a lot of times somebody, beginning of my career, told me, don't smile too much because your teeth are big and you don't look good smiling. And then I was just like, for the first 2 years, I was like,
I think the question wahin se stem hota hai because you know, people go through all kinds of procedures, big day, you can't look like this, you have to do this, whether it's losing weight, whether culling your hair, your skin tone, whatever. So aapki jaise ye smile, yeah, how did you find, matlab what did,
no, it affects you when you're younger. Yeah, it affects you. Yeah. And then for the first 2 years, you have a lot of my modeling pictures where you see me like, you know, not smiling. Mm-hmm. And I have this peculiar way of posing, but then I was like, who are these people? Yeah. And then I went somewhere else for another shoot saying, why aren't you smiling? Your smile is amazing. So it's like, I don't want to give other people the liberty of defining what is beautiful, A, in me and to me.
Yeah.
You know? And all of that. Like, I was like, leave that to me because I have my mind. I'm going to use it. I'm glad I started using my mind when I did. Because I feel like I could have applied it 4 years earlier. Yeah. And then, you know, just it, and I love this. I love being, you know, in my 40s. I love, you know, everything. Like, for me, my perfect body size is when I can wake up in the morning and without thinking twice, do a 10-kilometer run. Mm. And I thank my body every day that, oh, my God, thank you. You gave me 2 kids and I can run 10 kilometers. Yeah. And I don't have to worry about anything, knock on wood. But I don't enjoy living in my body when I've got aches and pains. Mm. So for me, it's about being healthy.
Yeah.
For me, it's not about, okay, I have to look this way or I have to look that way. Ya phir tel lagaya to ghar mein guests nahi aa sakte. I've seen people also do that. Like, once I called somebody and I was like, hey, I'm just coming over. No, main aaj ghar mein maine tel lagaya hua hai. So I'm like, what? Who are you? So people have those levels of vanity issues as well. And it's fine. To each his own. Mm. And if you think you want to do multiple things to yourself, to your face, procedures, all of that, it's you. But it's not me. Will it ever be me? Not at all. Will I ever go ahead and do anything? No, I'm sitting here in front of you and I don't think I can even stick fake eyelashes till I don't get a big paycheck for it. It's very simple.
Oh my God, I love you, Neha. This is amazing. Yeah, okay, this ultimate question. Can women have it all? You're a mother, you're still working, you are a wife, a daughter. Do you think women can have it all? Yeah, ये प्रेशर ही अपने आप में मार डालता है।
नहीं नहीं, आई थिंक समवेयर हम अपने आप को भी प्रेशर में डालते हैं। लाइक फॉर मी, लाइक आई डोंट नो, अ लॉट ऑफ पीपल डोंट यूज दिस टर्म, बट आई तो यूज्ड टू सफर फ्रॉम चाइल्ड गिल्ट आल्सो, व्हिच मींस इट्स अ टर्म आई मेड अप ऑन माय ओन, बट लाइक इवन व्हेन आई वुड लीव माय पेरेंट्स फॉर अ लॉन्ग टाइम, आई फील लाइक गिल्टी अबाउट दैट। सो फॉर मी, आई डोंट नो वेदर इट्स जस्ट द वे वी आर वायर्ड और जस्ट द वे वी थिंक, बिकॉज एट द एंड ऑफ द डे, इवन इफ यू आर एक्सेलिंग एट वर्क, यू वांट टू रश बैक इन टाइम टू सी your babies. Yeah. And I don't know, you know, that little one thing doesn't, I mean, there are days that I know that, and I'm not taking this away from men or my husband at all, because he's fantastic. I'm not complaining about anything. But if he had like a night shoot 7 days, I mean, night shoot for a week, and if he had to like come back and then miss seeing the kids or skip seeing the kids, he'd be like, hey, I'm going out and I'm doing work because I want to do my work. But women are wired differently. Can they have it all? 100%. Absolutely, they can have it all. And by that, depends on what their definition of all is. For some, the definition of all is to be very successful at work, to not align yourself with any sort of partner, marriage, all of that, to be on the top of your game, and come back home to a house that doesn't bother you at all. For some, it means, like me, it means to have the perfect balance between having children, being a wife, being a working person, and trying to make sure you have time doing everything and doing one thing at a time and doing it well. To some, it means doing things in isolation, like when you're working, only working. When you're raising kids, you're only raising kids. or to some it just means being, you know, a stay-at-home mom and giving it all you've got. To answer, can women have it all? It depends on what their definition of all is. I mean, I would like to believe I'm living close to my definition of all. Can it catapult personally or professionally? Personally, as long as it stays this bundle of love, it's great. Professionally, there's always room for growth.
Yeah. Achha, recently, a study I just ke hisab se, women, you know, have evolved, but men sadly haven't. They're still a little regressive. So, wo balance nahi aaya. Aapko ye feel hota hai?
So, you know, it's very easy for me to sit here and say ki mereko feel hota hai. And I don't think that a part of women being evolved, I don't think that a part of women being evolved is where the male bashing begins. That's not it. I think as women, if you've evolved, it just means that you are making life choices and going ahead and living those life choices or working towards those life choices. I don't know what the study is. I don't know where it's come from. But there are parts of the world, there are parts where, you know, I mean, it's still very regressive, but then there are parts where things are looking up and it's looking great. And, you know, the man-woman ratio at workplace is getting, you know, that bridge is getting narrower and narrower. We're bridging the gap and in multiple ways. But at no point do I want to be in a situation, unless it's a specific incident, where I believe that, you know, us getting evolved also contains or curtails or also is about bashing. I don't do that.
But kahi jagah ye bola jata hai na, having a kid or getting married affects a woman's career more than that of a man.
But that, of course, because, you know,
you're the nurturer, you're the center of
It does, because you're also kind of staying at home longer. But you look at the world where maternity leave is also gone to like 1.5 years. What is it now?
Yeah, it's 6 months abhi bhi here, right?
No, there are different parts of the world.
Different parts of the world have different.
Yeah.
Different, and a lot of benefits.
And that's why I said, well, it's got so many benefits. It's a huge realization as to what the contribution of the woman is. It's a huge realization towards, you know, it's not about how it's not easy and how they need to take time off and how they need to be there 100%. Picking it up professionally from the point you left it can get hard sometimes, but I know enough and more women, whether you're a mom blogger now or whether you're a woman who's going back into the corporate world or whether you're a woman who's an actor, we've all set examples everywhere where it's not about comebacks, where it's literally about, you know, this is who I am and let's take it from here.
Super. Finally, हम लड़कियों को बड़े बचपन से हमने सुना है लोग क्या कहेंगे. ठीक है, आप कुछ डिसाइड करो, करियर, कपड़े, लाइफ पार्टनर, लोग क्या कहेंगे. दैट हैज टेकन अ होल न्यू टर्न विद ट्रोलिंग. हाउ डू यू, नेहा, डील विद इट? पीपल हैव सेड ऑल काइंड्स ऑफ थिंग्स एंड दे आर वेरी मीन टू सेलिब्रिटीज, पर्टिकुलरली ऑनलाइन टू वुमेन सेलिब्रिटीज. डू यू हैव एनी हैक्स? Is block
initially
your favorite button?
No. Initially, it used to affect me a lot. And then I realized that there are like, these people are...
Kaam nahi hai.
Faceless.
Faceless.
They are nameless.
Yeah.
So obviously, they're hiding behind a wall.
And that anonymity gives them the power to just...
Yeah, and it is a wall of shame. Not for us, it's for them.
Yeah.
So A, that, and B, like, sometimes I find these trolls and I really think that they should write copy because they are so funny. And then I read the comments and I'm like, this is hilarious. And then it becomes toxic.
Yeah.
And that's not cool. Yeah. A, you don't do that. B, you know, me as a person, I'm very thick-skinned. So it doesn't affect me. But the one who gets affected is the mother in me. The one who gets affected is the daughter in me, is the wife in me, is a friend in me. So don't go on to other people in my life.
Yeah.
So if you have a problem, let's talk face to face. If you're not willing to do that, you don't exist for me.
Yeah.
How can I get offended by somebody who doesn't exist?
Yeah. Perfect. Neha, this was so much fun.
Thank you. Superwoman, Stuti.
Well, I hope you enjoyed this latest episode of the Superwomania podcast. आप हमें HT Smartcast पर तो सुन ही रहे हैं and also on all other leading podcast platforms जैसे कि Gaana, Spotify, Hubhopper, Apple, all of those. अच्छा ये एपिसोड मजा आया नहीं, इसका फीडबैक डायरेक्टली मुझ तक पहुंच सकता है, तो फेसबुक ट्विटर इंस्टा पे अगर आप हैं, मैं भी हूँ, STUTEE टाइप करिए, मेरा प्रोफाइल मिल जाएगा, बाकी बातें हम वहां करेंगे. ऑल्सो HT Smartcast को आप इन सभी प्लेटफॉर्म्स पर आप ढूंढ सकते हैं. तो वी आर अवेलेबल ऑन फेसबुक, ट्विटर, इंस्टाग्राम, यूट्यूब, लिंक्डइन एंड क्लब हाउस. एंड टू लिसन टू मोर पॉडकास्ट लॉग ऑन टू www.htsmartcast.com और सुनो नए नजरिए से. दैट्स इट फ्रॉम मी, दिस इज स्तुति सिंह. टेक केयर टिल यू हियर फ्रॉम मी नेक्स्ट.